MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A bipartisan commission's report on the July assassination attempt on former President Trump faults the Secret Service for both mistakes at the scene and deeper systemic issues. ABC contributor and former agent Donald Mihalik says the Secret Service is smaller, and that's forced personnel to work harder and longer than before.
And we can trace a lot of that back to post 9/11, where after 9/11, the Secret Service protection mandate doubled. But the funding and the personnel to address that doubling of a protective mission never actually followed for the Secret Service.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says they've already implemented changes to the Secret Service. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris has several campaign events in Wisconsin. No events for former President Trump, but he'll attend a dinner in New York. The Israeli military says it's investigating whether Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar was killed in IDF operations in Gaza. He's considered the October 7th mastermind. This is ABC.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today for campaign stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. It's her sixth trip to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee. Republican Donald Trump was last in Wisconsin on October 6. He has no events scheduled in Wisconsin for now. People in Wisconsin are getting text messages with misinformation about how to vote. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says campaigns like these are frustrating.
If you're seeing questionable information, go to the official source, which is your local clerk, your county clerk, your state's election official, or you can go to myvote.wi.gov.
Messages aimed at college students warn of huge fines for voting irregularities, but advocates say the intent is to scare young people into not voting at all. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A sad update to a story we've been following. Authorities say a man who's been missing for nearly 4 weeks has been found dead. Back on September 21st, the Dane County Sheriff's Office put out a silver alert for 65-year-old Timothy Campbell. He was last seen leaving his group home in the town of Roxbury. As we told you yesterday, deputies recovered remains of a man in that same area near Loper Road. They haven't yet released a cause of death. And crews are trying to wrap up construction season. We've got some more downtown road closures as they finish some projects. Tomorrow, East Doty Street will have lane closures as the street gets its final layer of asphalt. They'll have one lane open at all times, so you will be able to go eastbound, but South Pinckney Street will stay closed. They expect that to be finished by 5 p.m. tomorrow. Meanwhile, East Wilson Street will be under construction tomorrow as crews do utility work. Then it'll be paved on Saturday morning. It's expected to be back to normal by Saturday afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers with a new place kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers signed place kicker Brandon McManus after he was cleared by the NFL last week. Two flight attendants aboard a Jaguars team plane to London last year accused McManus of sexual assault. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he trusts the league's findings.
Yeah, I think I'm, you know, going through the details with them. And I'm not going to get into the details, but we felt very good about their investigation and what they got out of it to make us comfortable with this move.
McManus worked out with the team and says he's grateful to be back in the NFL.
It's been a difficult time these past couple months, and I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
NBA, the Bucks and the Mavericks tonight in Dallas in the final preseason game. Doc Rivers hoping his team improves on defense. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 46.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They've endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
Talking with Mike McCabe here.
If we allow that kind of darkness to so unnerve us that we are no longer capable of imagining a better world, imagining a better place, then we're really in trouble, where we can no longer think in imaginative ways about what our country's future can look like. And we have to have a forward-looking vision.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with the help of Eric Hulse of Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. And mafia expert Robert Dennis joins the show to talk mob movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Nixon had a reputation as being a dirty politician. That's where he got the nickname Tricky Dick. But in 1960, he decided to run as a statesman to try to put that all behind him. And some people have suggested to me that maybe his defeat in 1960 and how nicely he played was the origin story of the villain, sort of like the origin story of the Joker. And clearly in some of the Watergate tapes, you can hear his anger and his bitterness and his sense, hey, Kennedy stole the election from me in 60. All bets are off in terms of what I'm prepared to do, as it turned out in 1972 with Watergate. And there's no question that it had an impact on him, a very bad impact. And I think it's definitely, you know, you could say Trump was already a dangerous character before, but clearly losing the 2020 election has not improved his sense of fair play or thinking about the country over his own personal benefit.
Yes. And now he's paying hush money to Stormy Daniels again, right, so she won't talk about his tricky dick.
Pardon me? Breaking news. Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, the mastermind behind October 7th, has been reportedly killed.
Yay.
Has it been confirmed? Because I saw that earlier, but they hadn't
IDF,
confirmed it yet.
It's just now, a minute ago.
They confirmed it? Okay.
Yeah. The IDF says it happened, so.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I have a, speaking of which, I got a big Baccarat story to share with our good friend in a second.
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
Or in one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here. Come stick with your baby.
Dana, hi.
Good morning. I missed you all. Thank you for covering me last week. I was visiting the Goldberg at the Balloon Fiesta in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I saw your photos. They were lovely.
That was a happy cancellation because we needed Malcolm. So.
Good. Perfect. Perfect. I love some Malcolm. So there you go.
So this is good news if the Hamas,
if it's true.
Terrorist behind October 7th is bye-bye. But Julie in Seattle sent me this. Steph, there's a big bag of rats fight over Trump's support for Israel. So the Harris campaign is not the only campaign which may lose votes to one-issue voters on this Israeli war issue. The headline is in The Guardian, far right breaks with Trump on Israel as it ramps up anti-Semitic attacks. This is from the lovely Telegram channel. Somebody tweeted a picture of Trump wearing the traditional Jewish kippah. Right. And they wrote, entire campaign has been nothing but sucking Jewish and losing white people. Pray to your satanic, F word for gay man. Wow. Rabbi bitch. Wow. Okay. Because he was praying at a Hebrew grave. Politics are getting a little scrambled. You tweeted about former KKK leader David Duke endorsing Jill Stein, and you said, good, let her take the Nazi vote from Trump. I mean, wow.
I have learned a lot, even as a Jewish person, about the Israeli, the Middle East conflict over the last month, more than I ever have. But it's hard for me to understand why people would vote for a man whose followers are holding swastikas on flags and wanting to eradicate Jews in this country, too. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
I do not like what's happening over there. Let me be very clear. I don't like the byproduct of war in any way. But it's when I see a swastika, and obviously it's generational, mm-hmm. it hurts my chest. It hurts my chest. And I don't understand how anyone could support him.
And then he's routinely, you know, bashing Jewish people that don't vote for him, saying they need their heads examined. And you're like, yeah, you're the side with the Nazi flags.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, good God, what a mess. Anyway, you've been talking, you know, Dana, we started talking about this, this spiral, downward spiral we're watching, and Vance, you retweeted Andrea Junker, who said, it's becoming clearer by the hour, presidential candidate Trump is President Vance's Trojan horse. This openly planned coup should scare the hell out of all of us. And you just said all of this.
They will weaken at Bernie his ass if he starts to go down before this election. I guarantee it. Like, they will do everything they can to keep him alive, and because he is their best bet to the White House. It's Peter Thiel and Elon Musk. And when he gets in there, they will throw him to the pasture. They will bury him alive. They will take whatever they need. They'll offer to pardon him, which is what this whole deal is. I know it's all conspiracy, but I guarantee most of our listeners agree with us.
Yeah, you said that. You said we have to keep Trump out of the White House. That's the only thing that matters. He will hand our country over to Vance and his puppet master, Peter Thiel and Elon. Trump doesn't want to be president. He just doesn't want to go to prison. And his sycophants will see to that. And, I mean, that's what you start to think, oh, this is the plan. This 39-year-old, completely inexperienced senator was only installed with Peter Thiel money, who wrote Project 2025. Mm-hmm. That's the real plan. Mm-hmm. Like, they're watching the same thing we're watching, this demented old man.
And I don't want to jump to 4 years ahead. Let's get Kamala and Tim Walz elected in November, but do not take your foot off the gas. I guarantee, and everyone knows this, J.D. Vance will run against her in 4 years. This is the plan, whether they do it now or do it then. So let's just get her in there and make sure that we can fix as much as possible and get her reelected in 4 years.
Yeah. Also, we've been talking about the Fox interview all morning, and you said, MAGA, Kamala's afraid to go on Fox News. Kamala agrees to Fox News. MAGA, she probably already has the questions, and Brett is in her pocket. They're going to edit it to make her look better. Fox News sucks. They are blindly loyal to their cult leader.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were saying, Brett Baer obviously had his marching order. First of all, it was all Trump talking points, and he just kept interrupting her. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steffi, speaking of interrupting. Yeah, yeah, no, the moment where he asked her, the moment he asked her about, you know, whether she thought he was was going to take retribution on his enemies, and she called him out and playing that clip. There's 400 other clips. He played a clip from Fox News in a Fox-friendly audience with a Fox-friendly answer, and I'm glad she called him out. That showed her strength, and it showed that she is not going to put up with this BS when it is put right in her face, no matter who's sitting across from her, even if it's a Trump sycophant, you know, on Fox News. So I thought that moment was pretty brilliant. I'm disappointed in Brett. I thought he had more scruples than he does, and I thought he was a better journalist, and I know that some people were like, you did? I actually did. I thought there was an ounce left in him. Yeah, I really did.
Yeah.
Well, that's why Trump works the refs, right? Brett Baer soft. It's going to be terrible. You know, when Trump says how great the interview was, it's because...
Right. That makes Brett Baer defensive when Trump says that, and so Brett Baer is going to go after him harder than he would go after Harris harder than he would go after anyone.
I mean, that's the point of any Fox interview with a Democrat, is just to beat up the Democrats so that the Fox News audience goes, yay! Well, you know, I mean, it's anyway... but she was great. I mean, I never, you know, didn't have confidence in her. It's just it's a Brett Baer trap, isn't it, Chris?
It's a Brett Baer trap.
Well, I saw that headline. I think it was Politico that said, like, that Kamala Harris went bear hunting.
Hey!
Hey!
All right.
Bear, no! Okay.
Now a story about a bear. Meanwhile, so you were talking about the, you know, compare and contrast. These are all, like, Trump voters, basically, on Fox. I mean, he's just such a giant, you know... He still managed to get in. I love how Kamala Harris always says this. His campaign is all about, you know, who can you beat down, right, including trans people. And hers is who can we lift up? And so here he is answering the trans question.
How do you plan on addressing the transgender issue in women's sports? I have 9 grandchildren, 6 of them female, wow, all playing sports, and we are very concerned for their safety, yeah, not just on the field and the courts, but in their locker rooms as well.
Right. It's such an easy question, and everybody in the room, and you know that answer, we're not going to let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Dana, what is the incident of a trans person doing anything to anyone in a locker room?
Zero. There's more incidents of Republicans doing things to people in bathrooms and locker rooms and public spaces. And it's been documented.
Yeah. And point of order, I'm not sure the president can unilaterally do anything about this issue.
Yeah.
He can't.
Right.
Okay.
Women playing men. But you don't have to do the volleyball. We stop it. We stop it. We absolutely stop it. You can't have it. It's a man playing in the game. I mean, physically, from a muscular standpoint, even if it was a little bit less, maybe they do all sorts of tests and drugs and everything else. Look at what's happened in swimming. Look at the records that are being broken.
So how do you stop it? Do you go to the sports leagues? Do you go to the Olympic Council?
You just ban it. The president bans it. You just don't let it happen.
You can't.
Oh, okay. Then if that's the case, let's ban guns. If the president bans it and it happens... Yeah. You know what, Joe Biden? You know what, Kamala Harris? Let's just ban guns.
They're just playing to hate.
Maybe AR-15s. How about that? How about we start there?
By the way, it's a spirit day today, and it's just like, what kind of unbelievably small percentage of people are we even talking about here? What do you hope to accomplish? That a couple of them killed themselves today because they heard that? I mean, it's just, it really is so... It's just the epitome of bullying. Mm-hmm.
You know, this makes my blood boil. I try not to get upset about it in the sense of like losing my composure, but this is such a BS thing that they found through the years. They tried it years ago and it didn't catch. And they did it with marriage equality and they did it with the bathrooms and they tried it years ago and it didn't catch. And then they revamped it and all of a sudden it started to catch. So they're like, oh, let's stay. If you would have paid attention 2 weeks ago, trans women in sports were not even talked about because they were focusing on immigrants.
Right.
They poll their people to decide who they hate most that week, and then they start to make ads about it. It's horrifying. It's embarrassing. And I really hope that we can actually stop this. The root has gone so far down, unfortunately. And I know you've got to.
No, I just
when
I found
your finger goes up. I know to stop. When I see a lesbian I stop and I listen.
Wow. Okay. Okay, I was going to make an inappropriate joke, but it's not.
Oh boy.
I'm not going to do anything with my finger to Dana. Listen, my point is that I found the Martin Luther King quote. Oh. I will not finger her in a crime or any other.
Stephanie.
I too support
far,
her.
Far.
We're lucky
too
she
far.
Plays for you.
HR, Dana. Where is HR?
Yeah, she's right here.
She's right there, the one pointing at you.
Okay,
yeah, I know.
I've been looking for this Martin Luther King quote all morning. This was it. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. I mean, that's what this whole election really is about, right? Are we going to beat people down or are we going to lift people up?
That's it. And are we going to bring them together? We know one person's going to do that, and the other person's not. Mm-hmm. Historically proven. It's not like we're pontificating on this. Trump is going to try and further divide and destroy this country. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are going to try and bring it together.
I love that you retweeted. Oh, someone named Gunther tweeted, men, don't let your wives ruin America. Make sure they're voting for President Trump. And you just said, Republican women, no one has to know who you're voting for in that booth, not even your husband. You know, that's one of the anecdotal things we're hearing.
That's one of the most Googled questions. Can my husband find out who I voted for? Which to me is deeply disturbing in 2024.
Yep.
But
it's horrifying. But did you see that a beautiful but also horrifying story of that 81-year-old woman whose husband died in Georgia? She's voting for the first time because her husband never wanted her to vote. I really hope someone gets a hold and permission of that story and her so that people hear this. Other women in the South and other places hear your husband does not have to control you. You are allowed to have your own voice in this election, and you are allowed to go vote. I mean, it broke my heart. 81 years voting for the first time because her husband died, not even because he, quote unquote, gave her permission to do it. It's the story is unbelievable.
Exactly. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion. Did you know we were founded, Chris, not just on freedom of, freedom from,
I've
if
heard.
That's your choice.
Yes.
Almost a third of Americans have no religion, at least 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated. 2024, not just another election. This one is personal, as we've been talking about. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, all decided by who we elect. It is critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Church, you're over here. State, you're over here. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought, today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement today to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go right to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought, today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Dana Goldberg of the fantastic Daily Beans podcast with our friend Allison Gill. You said you covered this on the Beans. The entire Kavanaugh rape investigation was basically squashed and controlled by the Trump White House to the point where the FBI needed clarification on what they could investigate and that they should really be all, and this should really be all over the news. I know, right? It has become so much white noise. I mean, the fact that Trump just tried to pay Stormy Daniels off again before this election yesterday is
I have to laugh, and for $30,000. Just we're going to skim $30,000 off what you owe us if you don't say anything bad about us. And what I said on Twitter is, what could she possibly say at this point that would hurt his base, that would make his base not like him? So I'm like, what information does he think she has? You know what I mean? On him, that would actually make a difference at this point, that he would try to commit another crime and silence her.
And here we are, a rapist protected another alleged rapist, Brett Kavanaugh. And here we are. Ay, ay, ay. Speaking of bags of... this is the whole reason to join Patreon. We will be covering the doctor who discovered a man with three penises.
Yep.
Now that is
that's
triple threat.
That's
that guy's a triple threat. Look, they have three bananas. Okay.
That's news.
That is news.
News
that's
you can
hard,
use.
That's hard news.
Hey! Right.
Hey! It's been pun day today.
Dana.
Yeah.
Yes.
Prepare trap.
You missed our swaying to Ave Maria earlier.
Uh-huh.
Was it for 45 minutes?
Almost. It's the only thing that can calm us before this election.
Oh, my God.
Because you're any of us that do this have any kind of platform. Are you finding all your friends and family are Waltering the dog you? They're just like, what's happening? Is she going to win? What's going on? And you have
scared. What do we do? Oh, there's a lot of, I'm anxious, I'm scared. What do we do? I'm like, something. Like Michelle Obama said, just do something. It'll make you feel better. It'll make you feel like you at least did everything you could to make sure she gets elected. Do something.
Don't you feel like the October surprise is his final descent into complete madness? I mean, Omarosa was talking about, we had a Noel Castler on. He said he was a mess during The Apprentice. How long ago was that? He said it was only editing that made him even seem coherent.
Yeah. Well, I think even one of the distributors or press people of The Apprentice apologized recently and oh my God, we created a monster. I'm so sorry. I mean, we know it wasn't Burnett, but it was one of the other guys that worked on the show.
Yeah. I mean, Omarosa said Donald Trump's health is raised concern about his mental decline. He's accusing him of dictating his medical records. We know that he did that. He dictated them.
Yeah.
They obviously were written by him, right? He said she said by 2017, Donald was unable to recall basic figures. He would forget the names of his cabinet members. She said, let's recall Trump dictated the letters that went out about his medical histories. The doctors were not free to write what they wanted. The one thing about Trump is that you will never see is the truth about his weight, about his health. I think reporters should start asking different questions, very specific questions. Well, he won't go anywhere for any questions.
Right.
But he said ask about his health in terms of his heart. I mean, It is just extraordinary. But, you know, like I was saying, you know, in place of the mainstream media, Dana, we have eyes and ears. We just watched whatever that was on stage the other night, right?
It was, yeah. And you see the truth of it come out. Everyone's like, the questions were over. Like, and we know there may have been medical emergencies, I guess. Who knows anymore if those are true. But I think he actually said out loud, does anyone else want to faint? He's a sociopath. It's the same thing, this interview, the town hall that he started with Fox News, when she said that one of the women that was affected by this abortion ban, a Trump abortion ban, who cannot have children anymore, was before he was like, well, our ratings are going to be better.
Yeah.
Yep. And laughed. Dana Goldberg.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Under California law, bicycles are considered vehicles, which means that drivers must yield to them and provide at least 3 feet of safe passing distance, just as you would another car. When making a right turn, don't pass in front of bicycles, especially if you're crossing a bike lane. Cyclists have to do their part too. You must ride in the same direction as traffic and obey all traffic signals and signs. Use hand signals and make eye contact with drivers to communicate. Wear a helmet and reflective clothes to be more visible to others. If you ride after dark, remember to use a white headlight and reflectors.
You've probably heard it before. After the end of a relationship or marriage, a kindly friend or relative will offer those famous words of support. There are plenty of fish in the sea. Well, that kindly friend or relative is wrong, dead wrong. And not because you're hideous and undesirable, but because the fact is, many fish are declining in number. Now, here's the part where you might ask, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you. On your next date, if you're going out for a nice meal or cooking a romantic dinner at home, be sure to choose fish that are plentiful or caught in an environmentally friendly way. That way, you'll help keep the oceans healthy and full of fish, and you'll look like a sensitive, caring person to whomever you're with. Now, that's sure to score you some major points. To find out how to make the right seafood choices and help protect our oceans, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and let's be honest, now that you're single and lonely, you've got the time. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality, so it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school, and if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electro-synth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
that's not what you just showed.
Well, he was asked.
No, that's not what you just showed. In all fairness and respect to you,
that was the question that we asked him.
You didn't show that, and here's the bottom line. He has repeated it many times, and you and I both know that. And you and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy. And in a democracy, the President of the United States, in the United States of America, should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it. And this is what is at stake, which is why you have someone like the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying what Mark Milley has said about Donald Trump being a threat to the United States of America.
Hmm. She was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she was. One of the Fox people after that was like, where was the joy? Where was the joyful Kamala that we've been seeing? Why is she so angry? I was like, you have got to be kidding me.
He was trying to push her to be angry black woman, and he's just right. And also, you know, he was trying to get his basket of deplorables moment by going, do you think they're stupid? Do you think Trump voters are stupid? What do you think? And she wasn't having it. Yes, she did not step in the Brett Baer trap.
Even the questions were the way they were worded. We knew that they were gotcha moments. When you say to her, when did you notice Joe Biden's mental decline? Yeah. That right there, the way the sentence is worded, she's caught. And she handled it so well, which was nice. He's not running. He's not on the ballot. Why are we talking about this?
I think she laid Brett's agenda bare. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think she bared.
Did she bear witness?
Yes, to his bias.
Did she steal his picnic basket?
Yes. All right, we're done with the bear jokes. Let's go.
Yogi Berra.
Joe in Chicago, you're on with Dana Goldberg. Hi.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Joe.
Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, okay. Hi.
Just, I've been waiting for an hour. I went to go vote yesterday. I went to the post office with my wife and I's mail-in thing. And behind the postwoman's desk, there was a stack, I would say, of at least 4 or 5 dozen in Chicago area. We got our mail-in votes last Tuesday, and she said, oh God, yesterday was even, you know, there was even more because it was the day after Columbus Day and they were closed. So I got a really, really, really good feeling. Early voting is great. Chris, though, go vote on election day. That's what my parents used to do. There's no reason why you should be ashamed of that.
Yeah.
And don't
other old people like Chris do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm old, so of course I vote on election day.
Grandpa, don't wait till election day.
And as long as you vote.
I'm voting. Vote, exactly.
Good.
Yes. And I want the lady to hand me my sticker.
Well, if you do get hit by a bus, I will come pick up your ballot for you.
Oh, Chris, this went dark. Okay.
Chris is the one that holds up the line at the supermarket with coupons.
Grandpa. Well, Carl Frisch suggested that this morning.
Oh, I don't have time for this. I have to go buy a single piece of fruit with a coupon and then return it, making people wait behind me while I complain.
Marine Atlanta.
You're on with Dana Goldberg. Hello.
Hey, Dana. Hey, Steph. So I was calling to submit a leave request for Chris on the morning of November 5th because he won't be able to get up at 8:30 for the show. He's going to have to get up at 8:30 to go vote.
Believe me, the polls aren't open by the time I get to work, so I have to go after work.
Yeah, that excuse doesn't work.
Yeah, no,
polls aren't even open before we get off. Nice try.
Uh-huh.
Kevin in D.C., you're on with Dana. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Dana. Long time no here and
speak to. Nice to hear your voice, honey.
Thank you. And by the way, though, I wasn't surprised about Brett Baer's performance because go look back. I've never forgotten him. He did the same thing to President Obama. Mm-hmm. Kept interrupting him.
Yeah.
He's a undercover.
So you knew his bias was going to be laid bare. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes. But something I noticed, anyone rational that is, you can never, I never want to hear about what a He-Man chump is. Talk about a pussycat. Remove the cat part. She has passed every test, everything. You're not going out there and campaigning a lot. You're not facing a tough question. She's done all of that. Meanwhile, this guy has canceled three non-friendly starting with 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
So what are they talking about? And it's an upside-down world where John Tester, if you saw the other day, he was embarrassed. He wouldn't admit that he's going to vote for Kamala because of the area. He has to play that game because of the area he's campaigning in.
Yeah.
What world is it where he has to pretend like it's a shame to vote for her with the record that she and President Biden has, but they're idiots that want to vote for him when he causes all that misery? I want to get out of this Twilight Zone world we live in.
I hear you. By the way, vote for John Tester. He's a fantastic
He's
a real farmer. He lost three fingers and it apparently wasn't a thresher. It was a meat grinder.
Oh, a meat grinder.
Goodness.
Okay.
But he's a fantastic senator and we have to keep the Senate. And
Note to self, never go near a meat grinder. Okay.
Stay away from those.
That's right. I can't afford three fingers.
We avoid meat at all costs. What? Hey, what? Listen.
Wow, you have gone there all morning.
Yeah, what is up with you?
I'm tired. Dana.
I'm tired. That's what happens. She gets dirtier when she's tired.
I'm tired.
Yep.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Did you see the story about him saying, first of all, he lied. He didn't play football. There was no football team in his stupid prep school. But he was like, I like to catch the ball, but I didn't like getting tackled. He's such a giant pussy. Oh, really? You like that? You want a special football game where no one's allowed to tackle you?
Can't get tackled. He's got bone spurs. I also don't know why we don't talk more about someone who somehow dodged the draft because of made-up bone spurs, but now he's fit enough to be the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, did you ever get those bone spurs taken care of, sir?
Right.
Malcolm Nance says it all the time. He's a physical coward, and he always has been. Ugh. Okay, so Rufus Wainwright is the latest call out, because they called it blasphemous hearing his cover of Hallelujah being played at that rally for Trump. I know, you know what I remember is how great Kate McKinnon was singing it as Hillary. Oh, yeah, yeah, that was heartbreaking. But he called it very upsetting to see Trump jamming out to his music. He also argued the honesty of the song revealed to him a broken man who needs help.
Yeah.
He said, I hope this song is a prayer for a good and a better world. He says he will be supporting, of course, Kamala Harris. And he said he would be plenty happy if Trump's wacky rally ends up being part of what loses in the election. I mean, I challenge you to watch that and say this guy's okay.
I'm convinced that Sinead O'Connor's ghost put a curse on him, and that's why he couldn't move for 45
minutes. There you go.
His legs just stopped working. Are you kidding me? I'm surprised that her estate has not sued him for playing that as well.
Or
there's
Prince's
zero chance they would have given permission.
And Prince wrote the song, so his estate as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As if we could vote for Kamala Harris any harder, MAGA host says his friends are moving to foreign countries if Kamala beats Trump. And we're wondering how to end Trumpism. Good. Go. Get out.
I don't think people understand how damaging that Univision interview was yesterday, that town hall, the amount of people that watched that. And he was and not just the audience. That audience was proof that they weren't buying his BS. The women had their arms crossed and were snapping their necks when he would say a lie. The guy who interviewed because it felt like one, asked that question about January 6th. It was one of the most pointed questions anyone has asked him on national television. And he bombed it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, stop threatening us with a good time. Pro MAGA TV host, somebody, revealed her friends are moving to a foreign country. So you're going to be immigrants. Oh, God, it's to laugh. Okay.
Wait, are you trying to seek asylum in another country because you're not happy with your own? Wait, what?
Huh? What?
Correspondent Brian Glenn, who is Marjorie Taylor Greene's
boyfriend.
Wow. Okay.
My boyfriend!
Pointed to the alleged success of Trump media stock, despite its value plunging just a day earlier. He said, you know, Kamala's numbers have been going down. His stock is going up. No, that would be the opposite would be true. Kamala's numbers going up. Trump, after he did the Chicago thing, you tweeted about it. You said, I think this is even worse than the black journalist thing. He totally bombed the economic forum thing. And Trump media, you know, stock plummeted because he was
It's supposed to be his jam.
Right.
Everyone's like, oh, he didn't bomb. The audience gave him a standing ovation. The audience would give him a standing ovation if he pooped in the toilet instead of the floor. They'd be like, congratulations, young man. Well done. Like, I don't want to hear this crap. Well, they were clapping for him. They were also laughing at him. The entire crowd was not on Trump's side.
Yeah. I mean, and speaking of economics, the Washington Post yesterday reported on the likely impact of Trump's economic proposals, found they would likely cause massive disruptions. It's his scheme to slap tariffs of 10% or higher on all foreign goods. Most economists say would lead to a massive resurgence of inflation. And he keeps changing the number. Oh, maybe it'll be 5,000%. We're talking about a plan of historic significance. It would be enormous, and the blowback would be even more enormous. This would stand way off the charts, said one economist. Gas prices would increase by as much as 75 cents per gallon in the Midwest, where most refined products come from Canada.
Yep.
Trump's tariff would cost the typical household $2,600 a year. Yale Budget Lab said the annual cost could be as high as $7,600 for a typical household.
Wow.
I mean, Dana, here we are, where I get that there's a segment of the MAGA cult that doesn't care about experts of any kind, but at this point, pretty much every economist, every military expert, everybody is warning with hair on fire.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and $7,600 would literally bankrupt an entire class in this country.
Absolutely.
Most people don't have that, even if there's a medical emergency in their savings account. That would be disastrous.
Yeah, most people can't cover. What's the price? I can't remember.
$400.
Like,
I mean,
a $400 emergency.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a lot of money.
Yeah. Anyway, I hear you. Oh, can I just say also, it's always the entire Republican Party, as you were saying, Danny, you were alluding to the project, you know, Project 2025, Vance. That's their whole product. It's not, you know, they know Trump is, I don't know, well.
Hookaloo? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, who knows? But Anderson Cooper had heard enough of Republican guests trying to defend Donald Trump. He basically claimed that former military officials who have criticized Trump used to think he was a good president. Anderson Cooper said, I don't think they're saying he was good when they were working for him. They've left now, and this is what they're all saying. They're all warning and saying what they saw when they were there. They didn't say he was. And I was saying, this is so against the military code to do this. This is how strongly they feel about this. But so then this guy, I don't know, I don't even care which New York Republican, Maldonado, whatever. Mm-hmm. He said, he's a New Yorker. He's a fighter. And another guest said, New Yorkers who fight don't usually invoke fascism.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
You're blaming being a New Yorker?
He was talking to Anderson Cooper, who's a New Yorker who's never been in a fight in his life.
Right, right.
Talking about stereotypes and tropes. I think Anderson actually used a bad word on his show.
He did.
When he said that, it's just ridiculous. This guy, that it's a caricature of all New Yorkers, or, you know, that's
right.
Vibrato, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Vibrato. See, everyone's a little dyslexic. You heard me? You should hear me on the beans, man. Every once in a while, I'm like, there has to be some dyslexia inside me because, whew.
I'm wondering too, you know, there was, I can't remember, a couple hundred thousand evangelicals on the Evangelicals for Kamala call. I mean, it's what we talk to Finkelstein about every week, about, you know, them taking back their religion. Atlantic columnist Peter Wenner, who writes about politics from a conservative Christian perspective, hammered Trump's evangelical supporters for tossing aside their principles to back his third bid. He fretted about the declining decency of voters. I keep thinking that, Dana, we're going to find out at long last if we have any decency in this country. This is going to be a moral test November 5th, an IQ test. But he said it has been catastrophic damage that's been done to the Christian witness because this is a moral freak show. You have to wonder, I don't know what percentage, but that finally goes, oh, come on. This guy's the least Christian guy we've ever seen.
I would hope so. I love that account exists. I hope they're reaching people, even if it's just, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, hopefully 10,000, more than that. But the percentage in some of these states were so close, so close, that people voting for the first time are going to matter. Republicans that have gone to the other side are going to matter. You know, and hopefully, obviously, the people that just turned 18, they're voting for the first time. But when I see adults say, this is the first vote I've ever cast, They know the stakes in this election.
Yep. Oh, God, I hope so. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Turn it on.
Turn it on.
All right, all right. Listen, do we have to go over and over and over my past mistakes?
Well,
I mean, there's so many other past mistakes.
We wouldn't have a show if we didn't.
On the time I fell asleep and forgot to turn on my Simply Safe system and had a break in. Okay. Here's something I love. Simply Safe is always coming up with new stuff. A lot of companies, they wait till there's a break in, which is good. You've got door and window sensors, which they have too.
Yep. Right.
But wouldn't you like to maybe prevent it before it happens?
Yes.
You know, deterrence, I think, important. They offer now Active Guard Outdoor Protection. How's about that there? It's a double layer of defense, cutting-edge AI, plus real-time monitoring by SimpliSafe's live security agents to keep intruders out and prevent crime before it happens. If someone suspicious steps onto your property, SimpliSafe agents are on it immediately. They see and talk to the intruder, set off sirens, flash spotlights to scare them off, even call the police if needed to get you help fast. Don't react after it happens. Come on. SimpliSafe, we can get you 50% off a new system right now with the Select Professional Monitoring Plan. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie to grab your 50% off today. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you the type of person who tries to make good choices when they shop? Someone who thinks about how things are made and the impacts on the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media? If you are, there is a phone company for you, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Rainforest Action Network, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number, go to credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code Steph25. Credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516. That's credomobile.com or 877-346-0516.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit energysavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
we're just chuckling warmly about inappropriate bits we've done in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Dana Goldberg's here, who is never inappropriate.
Nope.
She's always.
Never.
Oh, never. Perfect. Never, always. Never. 95% of the time. Never.
By the way, so Paul Krugman's examination of recent Donald Trump speeches led him to believe the president has become unmoored in time. A case in point, said Krugman, is Trump's recent rant about the state of California being completely bereft of electricity. Huh. It's weird.
We don't have any?
Are we? Huh.
How are we?
Seems
on the
like
air?
We're on the air, but okay.
Yeah.
Krugman notes California did have an electricity crisis caused by Enron.
Thanks.
Right. Yeah, because we took advice from Texas.
More than 20 years ago, but that was due to market manipulation by notoriously corrupt energy firm Enron,
right.
And not because of any state like regulation. In Trump's minds, apparently, that long-ago electricity crisis never ended. Trump continues to talk about crime in New York as if it were still the 1970s, when the city really was in dire straits. The city had 83% fewer murders last year than it did in 1990.
Yep.
He really does live in the past.
Yeah.
Like, Detroit has had a huge resurgence.
Yeah.
Him using Detroit as some kind of horrible racist slur is just like...
Well, it's also stupid. It's one of the biggest cities in that state and a state that he needs to win. It was... I don't understand his strategy in most times.
Yeah.
I don't think he has one. And I think he forgets what he's supposed to say and the people around him that are trying to keep him on course. They can't anymore. He's gone completely off the rails.
Well, by the way... Oh, hold, please. Mm. Now that you brought that up, I'm skipping.
Oh,
hold on. Al Sharpton, who's known Trump forever, you know, he expressed a small amount of sympathy for Trump after this, whatever, Grandpa Drool Buckets dance party, whatever that thing was called. And he asked why the staff didn't hustle him off stage when he stopped answering questions and danced for 40 minutes. He said, I mean, Donald Trump was embarrassing the other night to anybody that supports him. If I was there, I would have walked him off the stage. If I was a supporter, how long do you let Grandpa stand there and humiliate the family? I mean,
everyone just sat and filmed it. It wasn't even like no one tried to help. Everyone was just filming him.
We were saying, it's like it was like the old Anna Nicole Smith, you know,
drop the camera,
reality show. Someone put the camera down
and
help him.
Okay. Yeah.
We always talk about the other big story, Dana, is just the cowardice of the Republican Party, because including J.D. Vance, says worse about him than we do, practically.
Yes.
And behind closed doors, mostly. This was just another story. It's I don't know who these two podcast guys are, but they've been supportive of Trump, raised money for him. They savaged him back, you know, after January 6th. It's, you know, and this is the story of our time, as they all changed their tune. He said they've not only thrown their weight behind Trump, but threw a fundraiser for him. They said they believe Trump was clearly responsible for the storming of the Capitol, disqualified himself from being a candidate at the national level, said Trump is a complete piece of scumbag and who had perverted many Americans' patriotism. They also said he'd rather take every single person arrested during the riot, give them 0 days in jail, add it all up and give it to Trump. One of these guys had a speaking slot at the RNC, but this is what they say behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, you get Karl Rove, when you lose Karl Rove,
I
mean, you've done something, man. Some of these endorsements, though, I'm like, do we really want him? Really, I do have those moments where I'm like, thank you, I think.
Ick factor.
Yeah.
This one, an open letter in the Washington Post, this is like trying to talk to Republicans about just being smart, because they do keep losing with him. So I guess we shouldn't say anything. But he writes, there's a moment of choosing coming your way, another in a long line of pivotal moments revolving around Trump. This time you really ought to make a different choice. He said the chance of Trump and his followers accepting the outcome if they lose is somewhere between 0 and -1. That's when you get to decide whether you're willing to follow Trump so far down the dark path of fraud and insurrection that it's almost inconceivable you could find your way back. Do you really want to go through this again? You could have had the Senate right now. They're saying if they hadn't followed Trump, maybe you'd be fielding better candidates than Kerry Lake and Mark Robinson. I can't imagine why any thinking Republican would sign up for another 4 years of this. Have to hope some
people. I
can't
either.
Yeah.
Get out and vote, people, and vote down ballot.
Yes.
Democrats are notorious for walking in, hitting the president, and walking out. Don't do it.
Don't do it. We love you, DG Comedy. Follow her everywhere on the socials, Daily Beans. We love you.
Love you.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll break down Vice President Harris's interview with Fox News and a what's worse, be here.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What yes, happens when a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.